In Northwest News from KPLU, men who are arrested for paying to have sex with minors are unlikely to do much jail time. That's the finding of research released by an international organization that's trying to stop sex trafficking. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, Seattle was one of the cities highlighted in the study.
Washington was actually the first state in the nation to pass a specific law against the trafficking of children under the age of 18 for sex. And the findings show that the Seattle metro area has the highest felony conviction rate in the country. And yet, even here, the median time served by men convicted of buying sex from minors was less than 3 months.
Now, that's pretty low.
Linda Smith is a former Washington State Congresswoman who heads Shared Hope International, which released the report.
You can have shoplifting crimes and other crimes that are not crimes against vulnerable children and serve not much more time than that.
Smith doesn't blame prosecutors who plead charges down or judges who give light sentences as much as the culture, which accepts things like hiring a prostitute for a bachelor party or celebrating a guy's 21st birthday with a visit to a strip club.
Men can try to think in their head that some woman would really like to be victimized by them, but it is victimization.
The report on the conviction rate for buyers of sex with minors was conducted by researchers at Arizona State University. One interesting fact about King County in the report: back in 2009, it was the minors selling sex who were being prosecuted. Now, with very few exceptions, it's the men soliciting sex from teens who are being targeted. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.